Meditation 7, an offering for the Divine Mother.
My dear Divine Mother, today is your appearance day. What can I offer you? It is not easy to give something to someone who has everything. And my attempt may offend you as it carries with it the suggestion of need. What do you need? You are perfect and complete, because none is more dear to the Universal Father than you. My dear Mother, today is your appearance day. Everyone considers their appearance day to be the most important. The wise know, however, that your day is the real day for celebration. However, isn't it an offense to celebrate your birthday, as it suggests there was a time when you did not exist or were not available? Your love is all pervasive, ever fresh, and your existence gives everything else a reason to be. My dear Divine Mother, today is your appearance day. The creatures in this material were forced to take birth due to their desire to enjoy material sense gratification. Their birth is a punishment, a period of confinement in a material prison. Our bodies are the prison uniforms, and the cities, states, nations, and planets are all places of repeated birth and death, characterized by constant harassment. You are not only a resident of the spiritual world with a body of pure devotion to our Divine Father, but you manage to extend your protective energies as the guardian of the devotees. Dear Mother, please do not abandon us, even though we hold tightly onto our prison mentality. My dear Mother, today is your appearance day. Even though, as your children, we are insubordinate, you continue to extend yourself, guiding us in selfless mercy. When will that day come when, embarrassed, we will realize how poorly we reciprocate your encouragement? My dear Divine Mother, today is your appearance day, and we are all reminded that every true saint attains love of the Universal Father through you. You hold the key that unlocks the bhakti stored in the heart of everyone. You ring the bell that attracts the attention of our beloved Father. No one can go to him or even attract a second of his attention without your blessing. Oh, how we long for those blessings. My dear Mother, today is your appearance day, and as usual, your thoughts are on others. We all want to chant your glory, but you have defeated us terribly by putting our case before our beloved Father, telling him to please bless us. Some heard you say, "Hey, Govinda, these devotees are serving you so nicely. Please receive them. They are better servants than I." Oh, Mother, how can we ever come up to a standard that really deserves your affection and endorsement? My dear Divine Mother, today is your appearance day. Let every atom vibrate your name. Your servants in Vrindavan chanted your name before and after all activities. Your name is the means and the end. They know nothing but you. They speak only of you. They see all beauty as a reflection of your splendor. They are so intoxicated with your pastime that whoever associates with these great souls immediately contracts their disease. Even if this contagious fever spreads all over the entire universe, still the residents would never be able to glorify you sufficiently. What can I offer to you in general? What to say of this most auspicious day of your appearance? My dear mother, today is your appearance day, and I have nothing to offer you except the potential offenses of a puffed-up madman. Who am I to think I have the right to present something to you? However, if I do not try, how much more offensive I will be, as you are so merciful that you have even made arrangements to give such a lowly fool as myself blessing. Am I so unqualified and unworthy able to receive your blessings? This is surely a sign of your causeless mercy. Divine Mother, I can only get a glimpse of your causeless mercy when I attempt to even think of offering something to you. As I am most expert at taking, on this auspicious day I run after those great true devotees of yours, demanding one particle of dust from their lotus feet, which is sufficient to remove the tons of dust accumulated on my heart. Once this dust is completely removed, I will be able to offer you in service the only thing I seem to value, my life. Contaminated as I am, such a life is presently useless. Although you are in need of nothing, Divine Mother, please grant me forgiveness on all sides and allow me association with your true Bhakta. Otherwise, I shall remain a disgrace, passing another year with nothing of value to offer you. I am the lowly one.